Welcome to Between the Lines, where we journey beyond the surface of Scripture with hosts David and Jonathan. Get ready to deepen your faith as we uncover the hidden gems of the Bible. Without further ado, here's our show.
All right, you're here with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, WVFF 97.7. We are knee-deep in Deuteronomy, and Moses is writing his Book of Remembrance so that the people will know who they are, where they came from, what God they serve, why they serve Him, how to get blessings from Him, and how to be cursed. He knows this people. He knows they look at God one day and turn their back the next, and he's giving them something they can put in front of themselves and read very easily, because the law is a massive legal volume. You know, priests don't even want to read it. In fact, a few hundred years from now, they're going to find the law in the temple. They'd totally forgotten about it. Remember that?
Yep. To where the king's like, to what?
We found this ancient book, sire. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bring it here. Your priest should have... The priest didn't even read it.
Mm-hmm.
Moses knows this. So he wrote this Book of Remembrance to try to remind them who they were and how to guide them on their way. And the latter part of the Book of Remembrance turns into the prophecy of the entire nation of Israel. And we're knee-deep in the prophecy now. We see where they're dragged off into captivity. We see where Rome has taken charge of them. We see the Holocaust. We see where they're scattered through all the nations. We see where they're persecuted while they're scattered through all the nations of the world. That happened after 70 AD. We see where they become, where they were the stars. The numbers were vast, and they're down to almost nothing right after World War II. It's all in here. Chapter 29, Book of Deuteronomy. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab, beside the covenant which he made with them in Horeb. And Moses called unto all Israel and said unto them, Ye have seen all that the Lord did before your eyes in the land of Egypt unto Pharaoh and unto all his servants and unto all his land, the great temptations which thine eyes have seen, the signs and those great miracles. Yet the Lord hath not given you a heart to perceive, the eyes to see, and ears to hear unto this day. You've seen all the miracles of God, and you just don't understand.
And that makes me think of Jesus, where he said, wasn't it Jesus said that they have eyes to see, and ears to hear, but they don't, basically the same thing, they don't perceive.
Won't comprehend.
Yeah.
And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness, your clothes are not waxing old upon you, and thy shoes not waxing old upon thy... And a lot of people forget that, the entire 40 years in the wilderness, they did not need new clothing or new shoes. God made them to last. Because they were in the wilderness. There were no places, you know. And no Walmarts.
Mm-hmm.
Ye have not eaten bread, neither have ye drunk wine or strong drink, that ye may know that I am the Lord your God. You're not drunk. You've seen all these things.
Right.
And you still don't understand.
You saw him sober.
Yeah, and when ye came unto this place, Sihon the king of Heshbon and Og the king of Bashan came out against us unto battle, and we smote them. And didn't lose a single man. We took their land and gave it for an inheritance unto the Reubenites and the Gadites, the half of the tribe of Manasseh. Keep therefore the words of this covenant and do them, that ye may prosper in all that ye do. Yet stand this day, all of you, before the Lord your God, your captains of your tribes, and your elders and your officers with all the men of Israel, your little ones, your wives, and thy stranger that is in thy camp, from the hewer of thy wood unto the drawer of thy water, that thou shouldest enter into covenant with the Lord thy God, and unto his oath which the Lord thy God maketh with thee this day. There are no strangers in Israel. Even the strangers and the hired men and the hired servants and the slaves can be a part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been that way. The Jews excluded people, called them Gentiles, didn't want to even get near them or touch them. God has always said, anyone that wants to be a part of my family can be a part of my family.
Now, and not to throw a bunny trail in this, but it kind of makes you think of how they treated their servants and stuff like that, being said, you know, they kept the servants up to 7 years, and it was up to the servant whether or not he wanted to leave or not.
Yeah.
So, you know, how much of the whipping and everything like that that you have in your mind's eye about slave masters and all that actually was in existence for a man who was under bondage for 7 years to turn around, or a woman, turn around and be like, no, I don't want to leave. No, I'm good here.
Yeah. So, exactly. Yeah. The one in the family.
Right.
And if these people would follow God and all these blessings would have been upon them, all the nations would have wanted to be a part of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they just wouldn't do it. That he may establish thee this day to people unto himself, and that he may be unto thee a God. As he hath said unto thee, as he hath sworn unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day. Everyone in the world I will make this covenant with. Mm-hmm. Not just you, all peoples. God, yes, these were his chosen people for a reason, to show the rest of the world how he could bless these people so that the rest of the world would want to be a part of it. But these people just would have nothing to do with it. The original covenant with Abraham, follow me with all your heart and circumcise your children, and I will give you everything, and everything will be legal for you. But they couldn't do it. So he gave them the Ten Commandments and the law, the Levitical law, and he's still building the law right here. It never stops being built. And the modern day Jews are still building it. Binding. The law ends in death. Bondage and death and separation from God. And if you hold on to the law, it ends in that. Jesus Christ came to put things right, put it back, to follow me with all your heart and be baptized. One's a spiritual thing, one is a worldly thing, showing that you're following me. That's all. You die without being baptized, you're not going to hell. If you follow God, you follow Jesus Christ, you accept his sacrifice, he has a place in his kingdom for you. The man on the cross was never baptized. That's just to show your neighbors and outwardly show that I belong to Christ. For ye know now, we have dwelt in the land of Egypt, and how we came through the nations which ye passed by. Ye have seen their abominations and their idols, wood and stone, silver and gold, which were among you. Lest there should be among you a man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turneth away this day from the Lord our God, and go to serve the gods of these nations, lest there should be among you a root that beareth gall and wormwood, that is poison. Mm-hmm. You can't let any sin be among you. You must root it out. You must destroy it, because it will become a cancer and it will devour the entire nation, like it has America. America allowed these things in, and it is devouring us now.
And you know, there's a couple different meanings for it, but whenever you hold hostility and stuff like that towards your neighbor, or things that have done wrong.
Yeah. Oh, that could be the cancer.
Yep.
Yeah, just the thoughts of a man's heart.
Right.
You know, one of our founding fathers, I think it was Adams, said this Constitution, the American Constitution, is wholly inadequate to govern anything but a moral people.
Right.
And we are at that point right now. Morality in America is gone. People no longer police themselves. The cancer is here, and it's too big to cut out. And it comes to pass, when he heareth the words of this curse, that he bless himself in his heart, saying, I shall have peace, though I walk in the imagination of my heart, to add drunkenness to thirst. I have made myself my own God. In my imagination I will have all the pleasures that I want. The Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man. And all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him. The Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. And the Lord shall separate him unto evil out of all the tribes of Israel, according to all the curses of the covenant that are written in this book of the law. So that's generation to come of your children that shall rise up after you. And the stranger that shall come from a far land shall say, when they see the plagues of that land and the sickness which the Lord hath laid upon it. Sin equals disease. Sin equals sickness. Christ said to the man that he healed, go and sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you. You know, medical science doesn't fight against disease. It fights against this law.
Mm-hmm.
This law says if you sin, you will be sick. You sin, this will happen. It is a spiritual battle. Yes, But the spiritual things are working with organisms and microbes and viruses. Yes, but it's nothing that modern medicine can overcome. It's a spiritual thing. And until the heart of man follows God, there will be sickness in the world. But the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt and burning, and it is not sown nor beareth, nor any grass groweth therein like the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah and Admah and Zeboim, which the Lord overthrew in his anger and in his wrath. Most terrifying parts of this Bible are some of the names.
Yes.
Of the Hebrews, and also of the towns and cities that they go and hear and say. And what did we say about the Roman Empire earlier? When they overthrew Israel, they plowed and salted fields. What's it say right there? Mm-hmm. That the whole land thereof is brimstone and salt. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the prophecy of where these people are headed. He told them how not to get there. He told them to follow God with all their heart. Keep his statutes and blessings. In every aspect of your life, you will be blessed if you simply do this. But if you don't, this will happen. Even all nations shall say, wherefore hath the Lord done this unto the land? What meaneth the heat of this great anger? Then men shall say, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord God of their fathers, which he made with them when he brought them forth out of the land of Egypt. That's what I'm saying right now. That is true prophecy right there. Men will say, why has this been done to the Jews? Because they have forsaken God. For they went and served other gods and worshipped them, gods whom they knew not and whom they have not given unto them. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against this land to bring upon it all the curses that are written in this book. The Lord rooted them out of their land in anger and in wrath and in great indignation and cast them into another land as it is this day. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of the law. Only God knows what's done in secret. Mm-hmm. But all the things that we do in the daylight that others can see, we wear it. And this is why we're being cursed like this. Chapter 30, book of Deuteronomy. David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, Understanding the Bible on WBFF 97.7. Glad you could be here with us. Any day in God's Word is a good day. You know, Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy can be laborious reading, but I charge you to get into this book and read the rest of it, and then come back and then read these parts, and you will see the things. After you know the stories, you will see why. You'll see why this happened and that happened. It's all right here. Very, very important. Chapter 30, and it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessings and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, where the Lord thy God hath driven thee, and shalt return unto the Lord thy God, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, all thine heart, and with all thy soul, that when the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord thy God hath scattered thee. 1947. God remembered his children, and he reestablished. Go to the book of Ezekiel and look at the dry bones. That's the prophecy. He has reestablished the nation of Israel in 1947. It's right there. Deuteronomy 33. And then the Lord thy God will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither the Lord God hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the utmost parts of heaven, from thence will the Lord thy God gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. The Lord thy God will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. The Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart, not the flesh. Thy heart, the flesh never mattered. All God wanted was you to follow him with all your heart. He says he will cut the heart to where you know that he is who he is. In the heart of thy seed, the love of the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. The Lord thy God will put all these curses upon thine enemies and upon them that hate thee, which persecute thee, and thou shalt return and obey the voice of the Lord, and do all his commandments which I command thee this day. The Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work in thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, if thou turn unto the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. It's available to you as soon as you turn your hearts toward me. And the nation of Israel is right on the precipice of this. The next temple will be established, and sacrifices will begin again. And it's all for the purpose of teaching them once and for all who the Messiah was, who the one they turned their back on was and is, and will come and take the reins of this world at the end of the tribulation period. But they have to go through it because they're a stiff-necked people. The entire tribulation is to teach these people a lesson. Billions of people will die, but they're all safe in the hands of God. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over to the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth, in thy heart, thou mayest do it at any moment. See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, and thou mayest live and multiply. The Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall utterly perish, that ye shall not be prolonged your days upon the land, whether thou passest over Jordan or go to possess it. You follow God, you live. You're blessed. You turn from God, you will perish. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death. It's in your hands. What are you going to do with it, nation of Israel? Blessing and cursing, therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey his voice. Thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life, and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to give them. Chapter 31, Book of Deuteronomy. And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel. He said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no longer go out and come in. Also the Lord hath said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee. He will destroy these nations before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said. And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And that, interestingly enough, they didn't lose any men. Had they gone in here following God with all their hearts, they wouldn't have lost any men. He said, he will do exactly as he did there. But you'll see, they can't do it. They can't follow God. Corruption and sin comes into the camp immediately as soon as they go over, and they have losses. Sin equals death under the law. Bondage, death, and separation from God. The Lord shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people into the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, thou shalt cause them to inherit it. The Lord, it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee, he will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And Moses sighed a big sigh of relief. That's not written here, but thank God someone else is taking over being father of these people. He argued with God many times over, why did you put me in charge of these people? And Moses wrote this law and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, and unto all the elders of Israel. Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, in the solemnity of the year of release, in the feast of tabernacles, in the set time, when all Israel is come up, appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. Thou shalt read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn, and fear the Lord your God, and observe to do all the words of the law. He commanded every so often, every 7 years, at a certain time, the priests to gather all the people together and read this law to them. The priests fail the people, like we talked about a little while ago. A few hundred years from now, we found this ancient book, sire. Mm-hmm. Bring it to me. Oh my gosh, we don't do any of this. No wonder our crops are failing. No wonder this is going on. No wonder this horrible disease in the nation. That their children, which have not known anything, may hear and learn and fear the Lord your God as long as ye live in the land, whether ye go over Jordan to possess it. The Lord said unto Moses, behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, that I may give him a charge. And Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. The Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. The Lord said unto Moses, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, and this people will rise up and go a-whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whether they go to be among them, and I will will forsake me and break my covenant which I made with them. And Moses says, yes, sir, I know. I seen it too. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say, in that day are not these evils come upon us, because our God is not among us. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore write ye this song for you, and teach it to your children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear unto their fathers, which I hadn't, but I did, been a long journey that floweth with milk and honey, they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxen fat, then they will turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. What's it say right there, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah.
Feed this body more than it needs, and you will forget the God in heaven.
Yes.
The spirit man will go to sleep. He will lose control of the mind, and the body will run rampant. It shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed. For I know their imagination, which they go about even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. God knows the thoughts in your head. He says the mind is contrary to the will of God. It's up to the spirit man to gain control of it. He says, I place the spirit man in the heart. Moses therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, behold, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. It came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words of the law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it inside of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for a witness against thee. for I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against the Lord, and how much more after my death. I have kept you people from being wiped out by God on numerous occasions. I have fallen on my face and begged forgiveness for you. I have argued with God and pleaded with God not to destroy you because you continually backslide. You continually walk away from Him. Continually disobey. All He wants is you to follow Him with all your heart, Christian. That's all you should do. That's all you have to do. Follow God with all your heart and everything else will fall in place. Your money problems will go away. Your emotional problems will go away. Your disease will go away. I guarantee you, there was a pill you could take. You would go and get that to make all these things better. God says, here's the pill. Follow me with all your heart.
We'll be back with more spiritual insights on Between the Lines after a brief message from our sponsors. Stay tuned.